is that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half, simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? You know, I gotta tell you, I love hearing that Reelin' in the Ears song. It just takes me back in time when I was young and, you know, when the song was first popular and I don't know. It's a good rhythm and it's a good memory, and we are reeling in the years, aren't we? So I'll tell you, man, you can't make the stuff up that's going on. You truly can't. Star Trek or the Twilight Zone. The Twilight Zone. I think we're living in the Twilight Zone. It certainly seems like it sometimes, doesn't it? You know, I was looking at a lot of different information this morning, and I came across something about reporters, and you know, we all get sucked into the whole dialectic that's created out there for us so that we are compliant. And we go along like good little sheep with whatever it is the globalists want us to go along with. And, of course, we know, most of us know anyway, or a lot of us know, or some of us know, a couple of us know, that what they're looking to do is enslave us. So I stumbled across this website because I wanted to find out, you know, which of the handful of corporations owned all the majority of the news outlets. And, of course, I came across this article about this woman who was a journalist, not a reporter, but she actually was interested in seeking out the truth. And her name was Ida Tarbell. And I'm going to say, based upon the outfit she's got on in this picture, she was around about 1900 or so, based upon her dress and her hairstyle. But she was actually investigating Rockefeller Standard Oil Trust and attempting to take down that monopoly. And this article goes on to talk about the five corporations that own, and this is as of 2004, the majority of news outlets: Time Warner, Disney, Murdoch's News Corporation, Bertelsmann of Germany, and Viacom, which was formerly CBS, now control most of the media industry in the United States, with GE's NBC coming in as a close sixth. So all we see when we have those reporters that people become so fond of, because they're not journalists. Journalism died a long time ago. I mean, can you even name one journalist who isn't really just reporting what they're told to report? Who are there any investigative journalists out there? I don't know. I can't name one. Maybe my guest, when he comes on, maybe he'll be able to name one. Or maybe if we do a Google search real quick, we'll find somebody who calls themselves that. But you know what? They don't exist. Nobody out there other than the people who are on alternative news sources such as Republic Broadcasting Network. These are the only places you're going to find the truth. You're not, and I say that all the time, too. I'm like a broken record sometimes. I can't even stand myself after a while listening to the same broken record over and over again. But you got to hear the stuff to get it drilled into your head so you don't forget it, so you don't get sucked into the dialectic, so that you get lost in that whole matrix and you don't see the trees for the woods or the woods for the trees, either way you want to look at it. So anyway, we are seekers of truth on this show and seekers of truth on Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, it costs money to seek the truth because it costs money to keep the lights on at RBN and to have the great board ops there who are there who take the phone calls of the faithful listeners to RBN. So, listen, I suggest throw a few dollars towards RBN's operating expenses because, listen, The fat cats on Wall Street have no interest in advertising on radio networks that tell the truth. We already know that. So you have to be a self-supporting institutions, and we have to support Republic Broadcasting Network so that you can continue to hear what you like to hear. And I think some of you out there like to hear me. That's what they tell me anyway. Of course, then I get the occasional email from someone who tells me, listen, you need to take a communications course and stop talking and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? I say opinions are like a certain body parts, and everyone has one. And for those of you, you can fill in the blanks. I'm not going to pick the body part. You guys can pick the body part. So anyway, I have a great guest lined up this morning, and as all of you who have been listening for any length of time know, the topic of conversation that we typically talk about here on my radio show, The Unsolicited Opinion, is UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, also known as Your Worst Nightmare. And my guest today hails from Australia, and he's actually the host of a radio show on a competing network, but I'm going to tell you what it is anyway. His show is called Two's Company, Three's Allowed. You can hear him Saturday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on Orion Talk Radio, and his name is Sean. And he's down there being tortured in the land down under, and so he's going to join me. We're going to be going to break in about a minute. When we come back, I'm going to bring Sean on, and I thought he could give you kind of a bird's eye view of what's happening in another part of the world, because whatever happens anywhere else comes here eventually. It's just like California. You know, whatever craziness they come up with there on the West Coast, it heads east sooner or later. It's only a matter of time. So we will bring Sean on with me to join me, and I'm excited about that. After we come back from the break, and I want to give you the call-in number, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Go there, and there will be, well, I'll put a link up there to Sean's website. I know he's got a website up there, and you can go check it out, maybe listen to his show, and I've got lots of good information on my website, and I suggest you go look at the tab entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development and start reading. And, I'm telling you, you have to. You can't not know. You got to know. You got to make the effort to learn more than just a cursory understanding of this. You really need to learn as much as you can so that you can know how to fight back, because I'm telling you, we are in the fight to end all fights. So, anyway, we will be going to break shortly, and I'm hoping that, yeah, here's the cue music, kids, so listen.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with...
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to bring Sean on, but there's one thing. I'm going to bring Sean on real quick and say hello, and then there's one thing I wanted to mention to people out there. Hey, Sean, thanks for joining me this morning. I know it's, what is it, about 1 o'clock in the morning where you are?
That's right, Maggie. Yes, it's actually 1:15 in the morning.
Oh, well, I'm glad you stayed up to join me. I appreciate it, Sean. I really do. Listen, before we get into it, there's one thing I wanted to announce. I had sent out an email to some of the people from the Face Off movement, and they misunderstood. I had suggested that they go to the freedomadvocates.org website and listen to a radio show from December 15th, 2004. The man who was the guest on that show in 2004, his name was Wayne Hage, and he had about a 20-year fight with, I think, the Bureau of Land Management and the feds here out in, I think he was in Nevada. They were trying to take his land and so on and so forth. But he had a lot of good information. So if people listening, if you out there, all of these, everybody who's being assaulted, your property rights are being assaulted, which is just a matter of time before it hits everybody, go and listen to that show because he had a lot of good information of how some strategies to fight. So it's the freedomadvocates.org website. The show from December 15th, 2004, Wayne Hage was the individual who was being interviewed on that show. I was listening to it this morning when I was on the treadmill, and I just thought, man, he's got some good information that people need to know. So anyway, Sean, back to you. So how did you, you're down in Australia, how did you come across UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, or did it just come across you?
Well, no, what happens, Maggie, is when I was about 17 years of age, my brother actually started handing me some books. Some books that had, I guess you could say, some very controversial issues in them. Number one, he introduced me to the Dead Sea Scrolls. He introduced me to some Hermetic texts, things of that nature. And one thing led from one thing to another, so on and so forth. And then before I knew it, you know, I started getting into understanding Agenda 21. I started to get into understanding about the, you know, how, you know, families like the Rothschilds were trying to create this global government. And it's just pretty much led from there. After a while, I met friends within the Oracle Broadcasting Network because I was there for 2 years. And then I still actually co-host with Jimmy X over there. And then we actually founded the Orion Talk Radio Network. So through radio, basically what happens is I've met a lot of people that have introduced me to many aspects of, I guess you could say, what's going on behind closed doors when it comes to government, and what goes on behind closed doors when it comes to the masters of puppets and the puppets of the masters. And through that, I found Agenda 21. And when I read it, I was pretty much horrified.
Yeah, it is horrifying, isn't it? It's your worst nightmare. In fact, it becomes a constant, I don't know, it's like constantly with you all the time. At least it is for me and everybody that I talk to, or a lot of people that I talk to who get it. It's constantly in your mind now because it's everywhere you look. It's like carbon monoxide. It's slowly poisoning you and you know it. And I don't know, it's kind of like... you know, flailing your arms in the air, trying to grab the wind, and you can't grab a hold of it.
Well, it's the whole thing about the truth, isn't it, Maggie? I mean, when you finally start realizing the truth, you can never go back. You start seeing things in their true light, and you think, well, I wish I just didn't have to know this. I mean, if you take a look at the movie like The Matrix, where that gentleman in The Matrix says, you know what, I know that this state does not really exist, but ignorance is bliss. And people would rather think, you know, when they start learning what's really going on behind closed doors with the puppets of the masters, they automatically think, well, you know, hold on a second. I wish I didn't know this now. I wish I could go back. But in reality, you can never go back once you know the truth, once you know exactly what's going on. You know, the fluoride in the water, the chemicals when it comes to vaccines. and the poisons that they put in our food, we can never really go back. We can pretend it's not there, but it's always going to be there. Like you said, just like carbon monoxide, it's all around you.
Yeah. I'm actually going this afternoon with a friend of mine to, I don't know, one of the local, public television stations here, public interest station, whatever the hell they call it, I don't know, to actually do a little presentation on UN Agenda 21 this afternoon. And last night I was at a meeting. We could get together every week around here, you know, trying to focus on different aspects of it. Last night we were actually watching a video done by a woman who, unfortunately for all of us, died last October, a woman named Joan Vian, who knew all about the finances and knew all about what was going on with the central banks of the world, the Bank of International Settlements. That's what her background was finance. And she traveled the world the last, I don't know, I'm going to say 12, 15 years, going to a lot of like these G8 summits and all these different meetings and interviewing a lot of these people. And, you know, she really was able to articulate how they were manipulating things with finances and everything that they were doing and all these rules and that Congress was essentially here in this country, but same everywhere in the world, because the globalists run the game everywhere in the world, that they were essentially creating rules that made them obsolete, that they were no longer necessary. They were helping to create their own demise, just insanity, really, when you think about it. I just don't understand why people would willingly go along with this stuff.
Well, you know, one of the things you were saying earlier, Maggie, before you introduced me to the show, was that, you know, what comes to Australia goes to the UK, what goes to the UK goes to America, so on and so forth. And I really don't understand how one country can end up with such draconian laws, under such tyranny, and then another country just all of a sudden stand that for that. So it sort of relates to what you're saying here. For instance, we've just had a new idea come into our public schools here in Australia, where young children, and Maggie, this is literally the truth. Anybody can look it up in news.com.au. What happens is if a young child wants to go to the toilet, all right?
Okay.
Then what happens is the teacher will send the whole class to the toilet with that child because they're trying to get rid of the fact that trying to stop the child from wanting to go to the toilet during class. So these young children are wetting themselves in their seats. Okay. Now this is just one idea of some of the draconian laws over in Australia. So you've got a 5-year-old child that says, "I want to go to the toilet, miss." And she says, "No worries. I'm going to send the whole class with you." They're too ashamed to go to the toilet then because they don't want their whole class looking over them while they're going to the toilet. And then all of a sudden you have a child wetting himself in his seat or herself in her seat because of the fact he or she doesn't want to have the classroom looking over them.
Well, this is how
draconian it's coming. And now this could be coming to a state near you over in the United States because what comes to Australia goes to the UK and then from the UK it goes to the United States. You just have to look at the timeline in history.
Exactly. Well, you know what else I thought of as you were telling me that story? What they're trying to break down is a person's sense of individuality and
absolutely.
A sense that you have a right to privacy. They're trying to eliminate that because you're going to be just a peon in the collective. So they are assaulting your innate... I'm going to use the term sensibility. I don't know if that's the most appropriate one. But your innate sense of maybe sensibility, privacy. I don't know what the word is I'm looking for.
Individuality, the whole lot. Yeah.
They want to break down your psyche so that you will accept that you are this meaningless entity devoid of any type of uniqueness whatsoever. It's just these people are pure evil. You can't say after a while, Sean, I believe when you listen to some of the stuff that we hear about, we truly are in a battle of good versus evil. I don't think there's any other way you can describe what you hear going on around the world, that it truly is evil. And evil is rearing its ugly head everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely, Maggie. And look, you make a good point about, you know, they want to take away being an individual. They want us to become the mob mentality. They want us to become the sheep mentality. If we can be pushed into becoming a herd, and this is where it starts to come down to sustainable development, if we can be pushed into becoming a herd, we can be rounded up like sheep, okay? Far be it from any one of us to want to think individually outside of the square we live in and say, you know what, I'm going to step away from this herd mentality and think for myself, because then you might actually become what they see you as, a rebel. It's got nothing to do with being a rebel. It's got to do with saying, okay, what is right for me as an individual? What can I do to improve myself as an individual? Okay, but as soon as they put you into that herd mentality, into that sheep mentality, they can round you up. Take a look at Peter Spencer over here in Australia. Peter Spencer was a farmer that actually said one day, he said, all right, I've got all this land that I've bought with my own cash, with my own money, all right? And, you know, in brackets, let's just say that our cash money is tied directly to your monetary system over there in the United States. It's pretty much tied to the Federal Reserve. So for those Americans that are thinking, oh, you know, what's Australia got to do with this? Well, there you go. We are pretty much tied to your monetary system, as we are to the central banks in the UK as well, all right? But to move on with this idea, with this story about Peter Spencer, he said, all right, I've got all this land that I bought with my cash dollars. I need to clear some of these trees on the land. And when I clear them, only then can I farm the land. Without clearing the trees, I cannot farm this land. Now, the government actually said to him, hold on a second, because of this man-made global warming, this man-made global warming nonsense they're always talking about, Maggie, that has never been proven. In fact, it's absolutely ridiculous, and we could possibly go into that if you want to later in the show, because it also ties to our sustainable development. What happens is he said, well, I'm going to clear my land, and they said, no, you're not, because if you clear those trees, it's not going to soak up the carbon dioxide. So he said, all right, he took a look at the Constitution over here in Australia, and the Constitution is very mangled, so he's a very intelligent man, first and foremost, to be able to find what he needed to battle this in court. And he said, all right, if I'm not allowed to clear my land of these trees, well, then what I have to do is get compensated. And they said to him, well, no, you're not going to get compensated. So what he did is he protested in a way where he said that, right, if you're not going to compensate me when I have a right to compensation when you tell me I can't clear my land, because, of course, Maggie, if you can't clear your land, you can't farm it, and therefore you can't make money.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So what happens is he hoisted himself up in this little special tent on these poles and said, I'm going to starve myself. Kevin Rudd at the time, who was acting prime minister at the time, said, you know what, we don't bow down to these acts of protest. It almost sounds like George W. Bush, like, you know, we don't bow down to these forms of terrorism.
Yeah,
it's going on. This is Western civilization worldwide. This is not just, this is why it's called the New World Order. It's not a new American order. It's not a new Australian order. It's not a new England order or a new Britain order. This is a new world order for one reason, because it's going on worldwide when it comes to Western civilization. Now, of course, you have to start asking yourself, is this really my land? If the government can all of a sudden say, well, you know what, you've bought that land, but we can tell you what trees you can cut down and what trees you cannot cut down. So therefore, is it really your land, Maggie? You know, No, that's right. And, you know, Peter Spencer, now he's going through hell trying to pay off a mortgage because he can't farm his land. He didn't get compensated. In fact, for what I gather, and look, don't quote me on this because I could be wrong about it, but through the grapevine, some people have actually been saying that he copped a fine for even protesting that way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is land theft.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Well, and the same land theft, Sean, we're going to be going to break in a few seconds. The same land theft is taking place inch by inch by inch all over the world, because, of course, the goal, you and I know, is that they want to drive people off their land. And so they're going to deny you the right to do what you want to do on your land, and essentially that just drives you off your land, forces you off. Listen, on that note, we'll be right back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodney, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you would like to call into the show this morning to give us your unsolicited, or this is a solicited opinion, then you are more than welcome to do so. 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443. Listen, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there. Lots of great information up there. I've linked to all kinds of websites with tons of information, more than you'd ever want to know. In fact, I know you don't want to know it, but you got to know it anyway. So check it out. Listen, I have mentioned this before. I'm going to mention it again today. When the stuff hits the fan, you're going to want to have the ability to have a drink of clean water. And so the way to make that happen is to buy one of the Berkey water filters that you see on RBN's website. Pick out one. And find one that you think is the best one for you and get it, because, listen, you're not going to do real well with dysentery and all the other wonderful things that happen when you have amoebas and protozoans and all these other little things that like to cause havoc in the human body, the intestinal tract, when you have these marauders invading your body because you're drinking putrid water because, of course, the system has broken down, and when you turn on the kitchen sink tap, ain't nothing coming out of it. So anyway, my suggestion, word to the wise, get a way to protect yourself to be able to drink clean water. My guest this morning is Sean. He is the host of Two's Company, Three's a Lot, which you can hear on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock on Orion Talk Radio Network. He's down in Australia, and he is a victim, as we all are, or will be sooner or later, one way or another, of the code Nazis and UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. And when you were talking about that little girl, how they're not allowing kids to go to the bathroom and they need to go as a collective, it made me think of Ayn Rand's book, Anthem. Have you ever read that book, Sean?
No, I haven't, Maggie, no.
Well, I'm going to give you a quick summary of it, because it's written as the diary of Equality 7-2521, who is a young man living in the future in which people have lost all knowledge of individualism to the point of not even knowing words like I or mine. Everyone lives and works in collective groups, with all aspects of daily life dictated by councils. The council.
Orwellian.
Yeah, totally. The Council of Vocations, the Council of Scholars, etc. And I think this book preceded her Atlas Shrugged. I think she wrote this like in 1921 or something like that. But it really is as if she was writing the blueprint for sustainable development. And you can see your future by reading her book, because it's just exactly what they're doing. They are eliminating individuality, they're eliminating property rights, they're eliminating any thoughts of you, me, myself, and mine. It's all we. It's amazing. It really is a very interesting book. You ought to grab it and read it. It's a quick read. It's only about maybe 125 pages.
I'll get you to actually send that book, like the name of the book and that to me behind
okay.
the scenes there, Maggie. But also, another good example is Jacques Fresco's The Venus Project. Now, a lot of people have written to me about, oh, well, Sean, what do you think about the Jacques Fresco's Venus Project? And I've had my own battles with this. I've also had my own battles between my brother and I about this. You know, he thinks it's a good thing, I don't. What happens is with Jacques Fresco's Venus Project, it seems like a nice idea on surface level. But then when you actually start looking into it, it seems nothing more nor less than an Orwellian idea of sustainable development. It's basically like this guy that says, all right, if we create these domes and we create this way of living, you'll be able to have, even if you're poor, you'll be able to live in this sort of certain area. However, you know, it still gives the idea that, you know, the rich will be able to live outside of, I guess you could say, the big dome with these little houses built within the dome, whilst the people that are running the system, the blue-collar slaves, if you will be the ones that will continue to be slaves. So on surface level, Jacques Fresco's idea seems like a great idea, but then when you look into it further, it seems very Orwellian. People only need to start taking a look at movies like 1984. If I'm not mistaken, the first version of that was actually done in 1956. I could be wrong on that. People just need to have a look at do a Google search or a Scroogle search about 1984 to see when both versions were written. But the second version was written in 1984. I know that because they did that to suit the year of, you know, how the movie goes. And also they need to take a look into a movie called Equilibrium. It's a new movie, or reasonably new movie, starring Christian Bale. And it talks about basically goes along the lines of where we're heading when it comes to sustainable development, UN Agenda 21 as a whole. It also talks about you know, all of these draconian laws that are going to be placed upon us. People need to start looking at certain movies. Now, I know that Hollywood seems like, oh, well, you know, they're trying to sort of brainwash us into certain things, but the occasional movie gets through that shows us where we're really going to go. And yeah, I think I think that people need to start looking at movies like 1984 and Equilibrium.
I'll have to look at that Equilibrium. I don't even think I've ever heard of it. But then I have to say, I get around to seeing a movie when it's on TV or something like that, Sean. You know, I'm not one to, oh, it's the first night, Friday night, and the movie's going to be premiering tonight. I got to go to the movies and see it. That's just not my thing. So,
you're a woman after my own heart, I tell you, Megan.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'm not up on all the latest, any of that kind of stuff, but it just doesn't trip my trigger. But anyway, so let's talk about some of the other things going on down in Australia, Sean. To give people kind of an indication of what they have to look forward to here in the United States.
Okay, well, you know, I was talking about Peter Spencer and how he couldn't actually clear his land. Well, there's over here in Australia, it's against the law to take wood off the side of the road. So if you want to warm your family, not only is it against the law to cut a tree down, but it's against the law to take wood off the side of the road without a permit. Now, if you take a look at what happened during Black Saturday, now Black Saturday is when all the bushfires took place over here. And the date was, and I do have it written
was
down
here.
Was
that a couple of years ago when you were having a lot of those?
It was in 2009.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 7th of February 2009 is roughly when those fires started. We had a really, really dry spell. And, of course, we had some idiots that started these fires. And what happens is when the fires took place, a lot of the farmers were saying, okay, can we please clear the land? Can we please clear the outside of the land, get rid of the wood so that the fire won't have any fuel to burn? Of course, the government said, no, you cannot take that wood off the land. All right. Now, number one, first and foremost, when did it become a time where the government and the councils can say, okay, this is our property, all right? You, and I hear the music coming
hang
there,
hang on, yeah,
Maggie.
Go to break real quick. We'll be back, everybody, so hang in there. We'll be back in about, I don't know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes maybe, so don't go away.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
com, and I've got a lot of great information up there, so please check it out. The call-in number for the show this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And my guest this morning is Sean, and he is the host of Two's Company, Three's Allowed, and he hails from Australia, the land down under. So when we went to break before, you were talking about it was illegal to pick up just wood sitting on the side of the road. And then you mentioned the councils. What are you referring to as councils there? Your local
well,
governing boards? You refer to them as councils in Australia?
Yeah. What happens is we have the council running different parts of Australia. For instance, you know, there's the Hume Shire, and throughout the Hume Shire, the council will run that area, if you will. I don't know how else to explain it, Maggie. It's all I've ever known. You know,
the Hume Shire is a division, like a state is a division.
No. See, in different states, you will have different shires.
Okay.
So, for instance, in one state, you might have two different shires, maybe three different shires, and throughout those shires, the council will basically control that shire. The council will actually say, all right, we're not going to allow you to pick up wood off the side of the road or whatever the law may be for that council.
Okay.
What happens is, just to explain a little bit further about the councils, when did it come down to a time where the council could actually say, all right, we now own this land. You will have to buy it from us. Okay, that's first and foremost. Where can a council all of a sudden just say, right, you know, this whole field is ours until you buy it from us? Why can't we as human beings say, all right, well, you know what, I'm just going to, I guess you could say, fence off this little piece of land and build my little house here without the council interfering? We can't do that. Of course, if we try to just go into a field somewhere and say, all right, we want to fence off this little piece of land and build our own house, the council would come along and say, hold on a second, you're in a lot of trouble because we claimed this land of our, as our own, as the government continuously does as a whole. The government over here says, oh, we now deem this forest, forest industry, to where it cannot be touched. This is how they claim land. Basically, they start claiming the land, and even when you own it, they start trying to step in. Now,
You had mentioned, what do you call it, Black Saturday? Is that what you referred to when you had those terrible fires a couple of years ago? That's what the Australians referred to as Black Saturday. Because that's happened around here as well, Sean. They won't allow people in different areas of the country to be able to cut away the brush that adds fuel to a fire. So when you have a forest fire start, it just burns uncontrollably because they're not allowed to do anything that would mitigate that fire and prevent it from being just this absolutely out of control, devastating event.
Yeah.
Was after that fire, were there some things that changed at all, or no, or it just did anything change after that horrible fire?
No, they don't care, Maggie. They don't care. They basically just said to us, "All right, okay, you know, we didn't allow you to clear the land because there's laws put in place saying that you need a permit if you wish to clear logs off the road, or you need a permit to warm your family at night. You need a permit to cut down a tree." In the end, you know, we had the ABC, the mainstream media, the ABC over here, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, saying, you know, this shouldn't be happening. Now, this is the mainstream, Maggie. This doesn't happen often.
No, so they tell have the truth.
exactly. To have the actual mainstream media come out and finally say, you know, this is just wrong. And then the farmers were calling in and saying, you know what, we were trying to save our families. We were trying to clear the land, but we were being told that it's illegal. And then all of those people, those innocent people died, right?
Yeah.
And the biggest thing that annoyed me about this, Maggie, wasn't the government. It wasn't the councils. It was how much silence was coming from you and I, from the common person on the street. Okay, there were people that called into ABC and said, you know what, if we had have been able to clear this land, that would have been fine. We would have been able to save our families. But outside of the radio, outside of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, nobody wrote to their members of parliament. Nobody complained and jumped up and down. Nobody started moving towards parliament in a way where they said, right, we're coming towards you with pitchforks because you have now killed this many people by not allowing us to clear our land, so on and so forth. That's the most disturbing part of all of this.
And no, but the people just did nothing. They were emasculated. They've been emasculated. essentially. And that's what's happening all around the world, Sean, is that people are just saying, okay, walk all over me. I'll be a doormat for you. More porridge, please, sir. That's exactly what's happening. The people aren't standing up and fighting back for their own freedom and liberty. They are doing absolutely nothing. They're complicit in their own demise.
Yep. Yes, they are. You know, I have no shame in saying, Maggie, that I go out and get wood and, you know, to warm a friend of mine's family. Like him and I go out and we cut down the wood. We'll even cut down the occasional tree without a permit whatsoever. As if just not just because we need to warm his family, right? Okay, he has children. Not just to warm his family, but in protest, as if to say, you know what? Screw you. You know, as a government, you should be looking after us. You're meant to be working for us, not us working for you. We shouldn't be your slaves. Have you ever seen the movie Metropolis that was done by Fritz Lang? If anybody is out there that has not seen the movie Metropolis done by Fritz Lang, I implore you to go out and have a look at that, because it actually shows how these men are working underground, and they're basically trying to make perfectly sure that the Metropolis above is working perfectly while they are slaving away. This is exactly what's going on. We are becoming slaves. We will remain slaves.
Sean, hang on.
We're start doing something.
Exactly. We're going to take up that conversation about Metropolis when we come back. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Theravim. Theravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alimax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Theravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit Theravim.com.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rupp, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number for the show this morning, if you would like to call in, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. And my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. You will find lots of good information. And my guest this morning is Sean, and he is the host of the radio show Two's Company, Three's Allowed. You can hear that on Saturday nights at 10 o'clock on a competing network, but I'm going to whisper it anyway. It is Orion Talk Radio Network. And we were talking about, you were mentioning this movie called Metropolis, Sean, and I've never heard of it before, but that doesn't mean anything. You know, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I'm not like this movie buff, but that's already going on, Sean. People are working complicitly to allow their own enslavement to take place. They're just going along blithely along. I got mine. You better get yours kind of mentality. And, you know,
yeah.
they're just already going along. They're just going along.
Yeah, no, exactly. And to give you a bit of insight into Metropolis, Maggie, the movie is so old. This is how long ago that I guess you could say the powers that are working for us, not against us, knew about what's going on when it comes to sustainable development, when it comes to UN Agenda 21, even way before it was ever documented. They knew it all the time back when Fritz Lang actually did the movie Metropolis. It's a movie without sound. That's how far back that movie goes. They actually had to dub some music into it to keep the interest of the viewer. That's okay. How old it is. So it's, and they've actually put some color into it, you know, to keep a bit of interest. Because, you know, let's face it, Maggie, people are interested in flashing lights and sound these days. They're interested in being entertained before they are being educated. They're interested in the flashing lights and sound before they can educate themselves. And then also we have those people off the side that are more interested in, even if they know what's going on, just ignoring what is going on. As I said in that movie, The Matrix, where that gentleman says, you know what, I know this state does not really exist, but ignorance is bliss. Yep. There's so many people out there, and this is why I find it so hard to have empathy for so many people these days. If a person comes to me and says, Sean, I've listened to the show, or I've listened to you out on the street, or I've read your articles, so on and so forth, then I'll have empathy for that person. But it's very hard for me to have empathy for a person, and I'm sure you're the same, Mag, and I'm sure that most of the hosts on RBN are the same. It's very hard to have empathy for a person that is just going to say, all right, oh, you know, I think what you're saying is total BS. I think you're a kook, so on and so forth. You're just not going to give them the time of day. You're not going to try and put your feet in their shoes. You've been there before. You know, there's no turning back when you actually know that these people are not going to listen no matter what. It's just, this is where we're coming to. We're coming to a point where people aren't interested in knowing because they'd rather remain in their comfort zones.
Yeah, well, you know, it's there's a biblical a little verse in the Bible that says, "Don't cast your pearls among swine." And there's no point in continuing to beat a dead horse, so to speak, and tell people the truth. You've given them the opportunity to listen. If they're not going to listen, you need to move on because there's a lot of other people out there who don't know about things, and they may take the time to listen. So those are the people you need to focus on, Sean, because yeah. There isn't enough time. We can't save everybody. It's not going to happen that way. I think it's going to be a small percentage of people who, if we are able to reclaim the world for humanity and not the globalists, it's going to be a small group of people who's able to accomplish that.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to break again. Sean, we'll be back. It's a 1 minute break. We'll be back real quick, everybody, so don't go away.
The next round of the worst